Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 18th day of May, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Dr. Edwin Vieira is joining us coming up in the last hour of the broadcast today to discuss the massive states' rights movement against tyranny and how we take this nation back. We have Margaret Roberts joining us for about 20 minutes in the second half of the third hour. Key Oklahoma bombing witness denied access to attorneys. We received this email from the prison yesterday, right before they cut off his contact, from David Hammer, the death row inmate who authored two books on the Oklahoma City bombing, was locked down by prison officials following his interview with this radio broadcast last week. I don't see the problem. He did one 2 weeks before that. But they are very upset about that, and he does say that he fears for his life. They came to his jail cell Sunday night and said, "We're taking you for a medical exam in the middle of the night." And he declined that because it wasn't part of his scheduled medical exam. It's one of the few things people actually have power over in some of the prison systems that actually follow federal laws. They're able to control what type of health care they get because that is a decision you make over your body. But we'll break that down coming up in about 2.5 hours. We're going to get into what's happening in the markets worldwide. We're going to break down the election primaries going on around the country, staggered in different states. We've seen neocon Republicans in Utah falling. We've seen Democrat incumbents in deep trouble, specters in deep trouble. And the headline up on PrisonPlanet.com, written by Kurt Nemo, "Will Neocons Steal Senate Primary from Rand Paul?" Paul's opponent, who is Kentucky's chief elections official, that's illegal all over the country, but the election commission run by him said it was okay, suspiciously confident despite 18-point deficit. He says he's going to win, even though the polls show between 22 and 18%. The lowest polls show Rand Paul with a 15-point lead. And this is going to be a major bellwether because he was anti-Iraq war, anti-Patriot Act, 100% pro-Second Amendment. And this shows that the Tea Parties really are libertarian and constitutionalist, not Republican hacks. And Frum and Dick Cheney and all the big neocons have lined up against Rand Paul. I've ignored it in the last week because I don't want to give any attention to it, but it's too late for them now. They've been running TV ads attacking Rand Paul in Kentucky for coming on this radio show. And they take selective cuts of me, you know, when I'm illustrating something. I was watching YouTube clips of Rush Limbaugh last night. You know, he acts goofy sometimes, too. I mean, we're radio hosts. We illustrate things, and they took clips of that and cut it into Rand Paul on this radio show. But that's going to fail. But the larger issue here is if he wins, and we're seeing Republican incumbents being thrown out everywhere, not just Democrats, but if he wins, that signs the death knell for the neocons coming up in the next few elections. So not only are the Obamanoids going to be thrown out, but the Republican hacks that launch illegal wars, destroy the Bill of Rights, beef up Homeland Security against the American people, that was going on under Bush, not just Obama. They're in deep trouble. You know, the same Republicans that tripled the size of government. I know Obama even went further in 1 year. I didn't think it was possible. Yes, he's bad. The worst ever. But Bush was the worst ever. And then Obama was the worst ever. And you can be assured if a neocon Republican gets in 3 years, he'll be the worst ever or she'll be the worst ever. It's all bait and switches. So a major political realignment going on towards the Constitution, towards liberty. This is exciting. We'll break that down as well. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I want to do today. We've got some guests coming up in the last hour and a half of transmission. But in the meantime, I want to open the phones up on some specific issues. Yesterday, we posted a video and an article by Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, of a Army sergeant who was in Louisiana for Katrina. And we have ABC News, we have CBS News, we have the local news. There's more than 20 newscasts out there where the mayor and the police chief said and the feds said no one will be armed, everyone will be disarmed. And they went into New Orleans and surrounding areas, mainly the wealthy areas, and put people in handcuffs and went in their houses and busted open their gun safes and stole their guns. And almost no one got them back. They didn't tag them. They took them. And then we talked about it, and there was mainstream media denial in the New York Times and other publications saying the conspiracy kooks think they're taking guns. Now, that's a psyop. Again, they come take your guns and then say, we didn't take your guns. And it was a federal laboratory test. But in this video, this sergeant talks about how the majority of the units, first in the small town they were in, and then when they were sent to New Orleans, refused to take part in it. So basically their officers backed off and then didn't request it of the National Guard units. But the big army, as it's called, regular army, including special forces, did go out and confiscate firearms. And this is important 4 or 5 years later Because now the military is training the National Guard for gun confiscation en masse, and that has even been in mainstream news publications, and we cover that in great depth in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. So what I want to do, at least in the first bank or two of phone calls, then we'll just open up the phones to everybody in the next hour, is give military men and women a chance to call in to back up this report that the military did refuse, according to this report, around half of the units, people in formation, non-commissioned officers, sergeants, and others stood up and said, we're not going to take part in this. We're not going to go along with it. And I noticed in the YouTube video yesterday, last night, and this morning, I was checking the YouTube video with the interview that Stuart Rhodes did with this sergeant from the Utah National Guard. It was there in Katrina. I noticed that there was comment after comment of people saying they were there and that they refused and that they saw the regular Army confiscating guns. And I saw regular Army people saying I was there and I refused. And I went to their channels and went through their videos, and a lot of them did have military footage on there from Iraq and other places, so it appeared that it was military people. But regardless, we know the gun confiscation went on. We know they're training them for it. The issue is, the question is, did you take part in gun confiscation, or did you say no, or did you talk to people in other units who took part in it or said no? The phones are open specifically right now. Then I'm going to cover news, then go to your calls. They're open right now, specifically for people that have intel and information on this, because this is uplifting information. This is buoying information. This is good news. And we need to expand on this and get more of this on record, because we know a lot of people who are currently serving in our military are listening to the broadcast and are very upset about the type of training they're being given right now. So the toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Or if your husband is in Afghanistan right now, or Iraq, or in the other 100-plus countries our troops are in, but if your husband told you about this, if you're the wife or the husband of troops that are serving who have relayed this message to you, you're also welcome to call in on this specific issue, because this is so important. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And separately, if you're in the military and concerned about being trained for gun confiscation, you're also welcome to call in, again, at 800-259-9231. Okay, let me just start going through the news here as quickly as I can, because there is a lot of it. Here's the Infowars.com article. Despite poll numbers, Rand Paul's opponent confident he will win in Kentucky. And that's the headline that Kurt Nimmo gave, the excellent story he wrote this morning at Infowars.com. I posted it at PrisonPlanet.com this morning, or had it posted by Watson, with this headline: will neocons steal Senate primary from Rand Paul? Now, I've had Judge Andrew Napolitano on, former federal judge, on this subject. I've had Ron Paul on this subject, and they both agreed that in most states, like New Jersey, where Napolitano practiced law, it is on the books, it's illegal, for someone to run for a political office and to be the head of the elections, whether it's in the county, the city, or the state. You can be, say, in the state Senate and run for the U.S. House, or you can be a mayor and run for the state legislature. That's not a problem. I mean, most people that end up running for higher office are already in office or have already served in an office. But you can't be over the election and then control the election that you're running in. Guaranteed, this individual has got all of his minions in place around the state, and they know they're going to be getting jobs in the U.S. Senate if he gets in. Now, depending on the poll, he's between 22% and 15% against his competition. That's Rand Paul. And a lot of you are saying, well, I'm not in Kentucky. Why do I care? Well, Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the cover of the New York Times yesterday, by the way, and Wall Street Journal, you name it, are all pointing out that if Rand Paul wins in Kentucky today, that seals the deal, shows a clear realignment. Just like you saw the Republican incumbent in the Republican primary for the Senate in Utah lose because he's an open borders, big government pimp and a patriot, comparatively, not perfect, but a patriot, trounced him and is now going to trounce the Democratic candidate the polls show in Utah. Specter, who is a Democrat, is going to be thrown out probably today unless there's election rigging in his state. All the polls show he's at least 10 points behind. The most scientific polls in Kentucky show that Rand Paul is 18 points ahead. Three separate polls show him 18 points ahead. One shows 22, several 15, 16, and 17. But 18 looks like the number here. When you study polling science and reputable polls, when you get multiple polls coming in with the same number, with a margin of error, depending on the poll, of 3 to 7%, and you've got 7% that are undecided, any way you slice it, even if you take the margin of error and give it all to the neocon candidate, even if you give all the undecideds to him, Rand Paul still wins heartily, heartily by 4 points. So there you have it. And they went to the Elections Commission. They went to the Ethics Commission, the Rand Paul campaign. They tried to block this. They said that he needs to recuse himself from overseeing the elections, at least for the duration of the campaign. You know, he can go back to being the election head, if he loses. But no, the commission, and I've looked this up, and Ron Paul and Napolitano agree, this is a precedent-setting case. There has never been a case where an ethics commission has said that something like this is okay. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like having Goldman Sachs former executives in every regulatory commission over Goldman Sachs bailout money, or having Henry Paulson, when he was Treasury head, giving himself a waiver for, what, $212 million of payments to himself, and he gave himself the waiver. You can't give yourself a waiver when you're the Treasury head giving tens of billions of dollars in one payment to Goldman Sachs, and then you get over $200 million. You can't do that. I've likened it to a bank manager can't give himself a note saying he's allowed to come to the bank at midnight and load a van full of all the cash and safety deposit box money. Just because you give yourself a waiver to do it, I mean, can a cop, can a police captain give himself a waiver to sell cocaine on street corners? No, they can't. I mean, can anybody, can a doctor give himself a waiver to give himself, 50 Oxycontins a day? No, a lot of doctors have gone to jail for that. So you can't do this because you're in a position of authority. It says, again, here's the headline. Will neocons steal Senate primary from Rand Paul? I don't think they can be this bold. When they're 18 points behind, I don't think they can be this bold. And even if the election official isn't bad, Trey Grayson, even if he is a good guy, and he may be, though he's been playing some dirty tricks and has been supported by Goldman Sachs and been a big supporter of AIG. But let's just say, even if he's a good guy, what about the people under him that are over the elections that stand to get jobs when he goes to the U.S. Senate? So if Rand Paul loses today, there is no doubt it was stolen. And what have you seen in Florida and Ohio and other places? Both parties do this, and party people do this to their own party. This stinks to high heaven. In fact, here's my comment on the article. It says, Alex Jones' comment, with the most recent poll showing Trey Grayson trailing Rand Paul by a gargantuan 18 points, we should view his overconfidence with extreme suspicion, especially considering the fact that Grayson is a neocon operative and also Kentucky's chief elections official. Grayson is possibly just playing mind games, but if he is somehow able to overturn the 18-point deficit, serious questions will be asked about the integrity of this election, and the article goes through it in great detail. Okay, I'm going to shift gears into other news straight ahead.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of indefinite detention. That's the way the whole government's going. The new Supreme Court nominee believes in total tyranny, the end of the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. You've got legislation to secretly arrest citizens for absolutely no reason, for, quote, any intelligence gathering purposes. You've got politicians calling for it on every front. This is bona fide Fed tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, and then I'm going to get into all of the other news, like key Oklahoma bombing witness denied access to attorneys, fears for life. Here's another one. Parents of under fives face nanny state home inspections to keep children safe. See, this is now happening in England and the U.S., and you just get your CPS visit. No probable cause, no nothing. And that ties into this news that, of course, we reported more than a decade ago, starting in England, now coming to the U.S., new recycle bins with tracking chips coming to Alexandria. And then they're going to start fining you after they phase this in if you don't recycle everything and spy on what you're doing. Just setting up this total surveillance grid, and that ties together with parents of under fives face nanny state home inspections to keep children safe. Time magazine reporting male birth control stopping sperm with ultrasound. And, of course, all the studies show ultrasound is bad for your baby. That's why they don't do it in the first trimester. But just incredible. So we're going to be going over that as well. Australian WikiLeaks founder passport confiscated at the airport because he, of course, exposed the hit list, the blacklist system they're going to be using to block out alternative news information in Australia. Obama snubs questions at Press Freedom Act signing. Yeah, they have privacy events, you know, where they claim that the government is going to give the public more privacy and not spy on us, and that they're going to be more transparent. The government's going to be more transparent, and they do the exact opposite and either don't let the press in or don't answer their questions. Obama now approval rating continue to fall, so he's basically hiding out from the media. But before we go to break and come back with your phone calls today, I wanted to give people some good news. Gary Franchi yesterday was on the radio show, the producer of Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. And he basically, we had the idea, and I've been pushing them with Camp FEMA, their last great film, to just go ahead and allow people to make copies of it so we can have a bigger viral effect of these great films I also consulted on and appear in. And so they've done that with Camp FEMA, and now out of the gates, they're going to do that with Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, and it's going to premiere coming up later this evening at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and then it will be dispersed to the four winds. But to see it in the highest quality online, PrisonPlanet.tv today. But it is important to support the filmmakers, ladies and gentlemen, or they won't be able to make great films like this in the future, plus to have it on DVD and to have the expanded extras in the highest quality. So I would seriously hope that everyone would go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and to secure a copy of Don't Tread on Me and Police State for the Rise of FEMA and, of course, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, because the public is now ready to be awakened, plus alternative media needs support. We don't have the Ford Foundation funding us. We don't have the federal government funding us. You are funding us, and we're having a big effect. And films are the most effective tool I've seen, bar none, to not talk yourself blue in the face, but give somebody a well-produced, well-documented film like Endgame or Terror Storm or Don't Tread on Me or Invisible Empire or The Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic. And if they shut the internet down or start censoring it and controlling what can be out there, as they're openly pushing for worldwide and starting to phase in here in the U.S., they're still not going to be able to stop you from putting up flyers with simple messages in your town. Then the government will try to suppress your free speech. Then the public will start rebelling, as we saw with the Obama poster contest, being in hundreds of newspapers and hundreds of TV stations worldwide, becoming a phenomenon because they tried to censor it. So films on DVD cannot be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. So Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, such an important film about how to take this nation back, available at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. So many great solutions. You want solutions, it's in the film. And it's going to premiere online coming up this evening at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Big news blitz coming up in the next hour. Literally got about 100 important stories here we're going to attempt to tackle. But I want to go to your phone calls right now. If you just joined us at the start of the broadcast, I talked about a video up on Infowars.com and an article written by Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, that simply getting the military to reread their oath and to swear to it again that they won't confiscate guns, they won't put Americans in FEMA camps, they won't carry out martial law, all of which they're being trained for. And if we reach out to the military and police and get them to uphold their oath and understand their true mission, then they will be American patriots in history and not use, like the German military was, or the Russian military was used, or many other militaries, to carry out oppression. And there's no doubt the government's calling for censorship, for secret arrest of citizens. They're trying to pass legislation. They're trying to create a list where anybody the federal government wants can be put on a no-gun buy list. We know in the internal documents that most of the training is to target conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, gun owners. This is real. And to have this interview with a sergeant who was in the National Guard, from Utah who was in Katrina and to talk about how as much as half of the troops refused to take part in the gun confiscation and even spoke out in formation. And their officers were concerned and, you know, didn't want to go along with it and didn't. And so, yes, they were able to get some regular army to engage in gun confiscation with the police. They were able to show that on ABC News and CBS News like it was a good thing to condition and acclimate the public to accept this. So I wanted to open the phones up specifically. Next hour will be wide open to everybody. For former military that were part of Katrina or military that talked to people that were part of the gun confiscation. But we know the gun confiscation happened. That's on record. The issue is people that specifically were witnesses to or talked to other military who were witnesses to the military saying no to that beta test in Katrina. So we're going to go to the phones right now. I'm going to talk to Ernie and then Steve, Jim, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And let's go ahead and go to Ernie in California, former military. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot. Hey, my kid was in. She's just got out and is going back in, okay? Has talked to a lot of military, and they basically, a lot of them do understand and will not take the weapons. The people they're worried about is the foreign soldiers on our soil, and the hardened battle troops, which are mostly drugged up. But the other thing that scares me is finding out my kid has never been to Iraq or Iran. Now she's having flashbacks. I have pictures of her there. She said she's never there. This is the part of the military that scares me. What they did to my kid has no recollection at all of what happened, and now having dreams of being a sniper, having pictures of her friends showing her there. This is what I'm scared of, and I got to let it go because it's really upsetting me.
Well, Ernie, I appreciate your call. You know, what's strange is I have a Wired magazine article. It's got to be from 8-9 years ago, and I've seen other recent publications report that they are giving amnesiac drugs in, quote, tests to units in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that they're having record post-traumatic stress disorders, they're having record suicides, and just saw the headline 2 days ago, the majority of troops in military hospitals now are there for mental illness. Well, yeah, they're serving 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tours. No military has ever made their troops do that in modern history. And so it's really screwing them up, these type of high-stress situations. I mean, how many of you have caught a burglar in your house and had them assault you, and you have nightmares about it and flashbacks? How many of you have ever been mugged and hit over the head, and you have nightmares and flashbacks? How many of you have ever been assaulted and had nightmares and flashbacks about it? I mean, how many of you have been in a really bad car wreck and had nightmares and flashbacks about it? And then, you know, it takes you a few months, and you get over it, but you're still scared when somebody else is driving, and they're driving fast. Well, imagine having thousands of experiences like that. That's basically what the military goes through. The SWAT teams go through it. You know, kicking down hundreds and hundreds of doors in a SWAT team's career, it is very traumatic. You know who really goes through traumatic stress? Is emergency room doctors and nurses. I mean, they're seeing people die in big hospitals every week. They're seeing children die. I've talked to several people that work in my office that just so happen to be former EMTs. And both of the people in my office who were ambulance technicians, they quit because of seeing dead children. I think one guy said he was like 6-7 years. He worked as an EMT. One of the other fellows, 3 years. And when you go into an apartment and there's a 2-year-old dead who ate a bunch of cocaine off the table and they're bright blue and you can't resuscitate them, I mean, that is stressful. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's why police drink and use drugs more than any other profession. That's why the troops do that, because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've not gone through, one one-hundredth of what people in the military have, but I grew up in Dallas. I mean, I was probably in 70, 80, I haven't counted it up, knocked down, drag out, really bad fights. One time I was at a party, and this was when I was about 14. I'm going to go back to your calls in a moment. I'm going off the deep end here telling stories. But I was 14. I was at a college party in my neighborhood because I had some friends that were in college. And this girl was talking to me, and then this preppy guy came over and said, I'm going to kick your butt if you talk to her. That's my ex-girlfriend. And I didn't even start a fight. I said, okay, man, whatever, you know. But I was kind of smart about it and said, oh, you're a tough guy. I went into the kitchen to get beer out of the refrigerator, and he came in behind me with a butcher knife and slammed it up against my throat and was basically foaming at the mouth, had me in a headlock saying, I'll kill you, I want to slit your throat. He was doing it so hard that it put cuts on my neck and I was bleeding. And I got very calm. You know, at a primitive level, I knew this guy's going to freak out and slit my throat if I spaz out. And I said, you're the boss, you're right, I apologize. And he let me go and I left. Now, a few weeks later, a month later, whatever it was, he was at another party and stabbed a guy in the heart, and the guy almost died, and the guy went to prison for it. But, I mean, that's an example. And I still, every 6 months or so, have a nightmare of that happening, a flashback, and I wake up. Now, that was one event. Can you imagine the military with hundreds of events? I mean, if you go serve a tour in a combat zone, you're probably going to have every day bad events, traumatic events, and maybe once a week have an event, you know, on the Richter scale, similar to what I just talked about, or worse. Can you imagine? And some of them turn into psychopaths and like it, but most of them don't. And, I mean, it's a serious situation. But I said I'm going to your calls. I apologize. I'm all over the map here. Let's go to Ron in Texas, who's military. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Well, I want to first thank you for bringing out that point of PTSD with the soldiers, because I've done two tours in Iraq before I was medically retired, and that is a very common problem with them. In reference to your call list, I was with the 1st Cavalry Division when we deployed for Operation Southern Belle, which was to go in after Katrina. I was with the 1-5 Cav Battalion. Now, when we were there, we were stationed in the area of Algiers, commonly referred to Mardi Gras City, because that's where they store all the Mardi Gras floats and everything. That was our area of operations. We didn't conduct any weapon seizures from any of the individuals there, although we did ask if they had them. We were not ordered by our higher commands to do any such seizures. There were families who said that there were Army units that were there, but from my understanding, between us at 1st Cav and those of us that were with 82nd Airborne, who was also there, none of us that I can recall were even ordered to do that.
Well, I mean, certainly you've seen the mainstream TV reports where it shows the troops with police, but watching confiscating guns, but watching those videos carefully, it's the military backing up the police while they went into homes and took the firearms. So have you seen those videos?
Yes, sir, I actually have. And those videos actually were what was going on before we arrived. We arrived probably about a week or two after most of that had happened.
Well, the word I get is the feds tried to order the Guard and Big Army, as it's called, for those that don't know, regular Army, to do it, and basically most of them said no, and they just did some beta test with the military led by the FBI and local police and FEMA, and they did do gun confiscation. It was mainly police stopping cars of people leaving or coming in, taking guns, stopping boats coming in with people that had guns, obviously to protect their property. But, I mean, was there a larger debate going on with the troops? Because that's the word we've gotten, and that's also in this Oath Keepers report, was that the troops basically openly said, we're not going to be part of this.
I'll just speak for my unit itself. As far as we were concerned, that was not a priority to us, because we felt that the individuals who were still there in their homes occupying it needed some sort of security, because there was, and I'm going to call them the alphabet agencies, you know, and you'll know what I'm referring to, they were going in there doing operations, seizing weapons, supposedly going in, raiding so-called drug houses and stuff like that. We even walked by on a patrol that we were conducting, an actual DEA operation. We saw the guys suiting up and going into a house, and we got about two blocks down. They start throwing the flashbangs and going in. We heard a couple of shots fired. Next thing we know, we're hearing on our radio to avoid that area. It was locked down.
Well, for the cover-up. Well, at the time, I remember hearing about police shooting people trying to walk out on the highway, and then it was just a rumor. The police have now been convicted and have gone to prison for that. But the other word that never got completely confirmed was there was lots of killings going on, both of looters who deserved it, but also just of whoever the feds and police wanted to rob. And I'm not saying all police, but some units were actually caught looting themselves and on national television, going into Walmarts and stealing. But that there was a lot of cover-up going on of the amount of people that were killed.
Yeah, but I could probably say that there were a lot of questionable incidents, because we witnessed one particular incident with a police vehicle, and it was at night, pulled up to an abandoned pawn shop. We were at this intersection conducting house-to-houses searches for people that were still in the area, asking them if they're – because my fifth time is we were working on trying to get their basic utilities reestablished, and we were assessing – the effect as far as, okay, are you getting electricity in your home yet? Or is your structure, because I'm an engineer, we would check the structures of the home and stuff. But while we were at this intersection, we noticed a police car pulled up to an abandoned pawn shop. One officer, I'm going to say he was an officer because he was dressed in uniform, gets out of the car, opens the truck, pulls out what looked like a logging chain, wraps one end around a bumper and goes inside. The driver was still in the car. Next thing we know, he hits the throttle real hard, starts flying out of the parking lot, and lo and behold, a safe comes dragging out behind the police car. So, you know, there's been incidences of like that that's been questionable.
Well, that's why citizens have got to be armed, because in any collapse of society, you're going to have the low-level criminals, and then you're going to have statistically the number one threat. Especially in a place like New Orleans, the police are going to be out there robbing. And real police are going to be home with their families or out there helping people. But the corrupt system is so bad that they never punish the bad cops, or rarely do. And so the bad cops rise up through the ranks. So, well, I mean, there was the footage of the Walmarts and the Targets and the grocery stores, you know, with the cops in there robbing everything, and citizens reported that cops would pull up, order them to give them their guns. The police didn't care about the flooded poor areas. It was the wealthy areas, for those that don't know about New Orleans, that are up on the high ground. That's always been the valuable real estate. That's where they went, was to famous, you know, homes that are worth, we're talking $10 million, and that's where the police wanted to go. I wonder why. Well, because they were robbing the place, and it's just absolutely amazing that this is going on. On a separate note, Ron, talking to people that are in the military with you, are they hearing word about all this brigade homeland and martial law training that's going on?
As far as, because I was medically retired from 1st Cav, as far as 1st Cav's mission has been concerned, it's mostly rotations in and out of Iraq. We haven't had an established brigade from our division or my former division set for Homeland Security. However, we did have members from 1st Infantry, Big Red 1, that supposedly had been transferred to what would be considered the North Comms or Northern Command in our in Fort Hood.
All right, sir. Well, any other tidbits you'd like to relay to the audience?
Just that you made a mention that the tyranny comes in a uniform. It does. But understand that not all of us in uniform are going to be the tyrants.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm saying when tyranny comes, it comes in a uniform. We're not saying the uniform is tyranny. But that's why we've got to reach out to the uniform so that liberty comes from the uniform. So the uniform protects the liberty and protects the republic.
Yeah, I understand. what you were saying, Alex. I'm just basically trying to tell the rest of people also, you know, understand that there are those of us that do know what's going on, that do know right from wrong, and we will let you know, hey, this is what we you know, this is how we are.
God bless you, sir. I really appreciate your call. Good to hear from Ron. We're going to come back and go to Tim, Steve, and Jim, and others, military people who are aware of the gun confiscation drills going on or who were witnesses to what happened in Katrina, because Katrina was a laboratory. And the Pentagon calls all military operations a laboratory, whether it's a drill or whether it's real, whether it's simulated or whether it's real life. It's all a training exercise. And the feds admit, I mean, it's in the news, they're doing gun confiscation drills all over the country. And they're acclimating the public for the military to be on the streets to sell the military, the police, and the general public, the civilians, that all of this is kosher and acceptable, and it's not. And with all of these announcements of attacks on free speech and the rest of it, they're definitely gearing up for this. So we've got to get the word out ahead of time to check them.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Look, here's the deal, and I say this almost every hour on the hour, because I need to realize this. I need to have it really burn in to my psyche. Tyranny is here. This is really happening. There is a world government. Foreign banks are robbing us. The planet is in revolt against it. Our way of life is being ended. The government is so illegitimate, it's openly overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The Supreme Court has come out and said, yeah, we can just arrest whoever we want with no due process, with indefinite detention. I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff that's going on, and it's all going to be used against us, the American people. And that's the big issue here. This has happened in every other country. This is what happens 9 times out of 10, or more often. Literally, it's like 99% of the time. It's happening, okay? And a lot of people say, well, why do I care about tyranny? I'll still have my apartment, my beer. No, you won't have that. I mean, if you just roll over to anything, as Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the level you put up with. I mean, it's that simple. And they are trying to turn the military against the people. Now, I think it's backfired on them from all the intel I've gotten, from all the feedback. And a lot of times that happens because we do have a history of freedom. And we, you know, our parents and grandparents did teach us about liberty to a certain extent. And so people are relearning what they've forgotten. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I worked a little bit of that out down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, after serving 6 years in the Army. And what you had is you had the Coast Guard coming in with hundreds and thousands of gallons of water and generators and power lines set up, you know, almost immediately after it happened. Then you had the federal government, and you had the feds came in and just started chopping all the power supplies and water lines and food lines. And then so you had the National Guard going toe-to-toe with the feds. And, you know, there's kind of a little standoff there, you know, almost a fist fight or something like that. But
it's worse. It's worse. The county sheriff or the parish sheriff was on CBS News, and this came out in also newspapers, that FEMA went in as the storm hit, hours before the levees broke, and cut the police communication lines and jammed cell phones. They wanted this to be a disaster, so they would then get more funding, saying that FEMA didn't have enough power. And it's the same story over and over again. But what you're saying was on record. The Coast Guard did a superlative job. They were there within an hour. They're professionals, and the scumbag FEMA didn't let them do their job. Go ahead.
Correct. I'd also like to make another short, quick comment on how the legal system ties to everything. All your county courts are not, they don't uphold the Constitution at all. What you have to do is you have to remove yourself from the jurisdiction. And so you mentioned the word Constitution. Well, that's automatic jail time because what they run on is an international maritime jurisdiction system, which is a world court system. And that's your county courts right now today.
I have seen federal court cases all over the country where the judge says, I don't want to hear the Constitution in court, and where the feds have put in filings where they admit we're under international UN law, and we've had, what, 4 of the Supreme Court justices that I've seen in the news say we're under UN control and that that's our law. Any other stories you want to tell from Katrina, caller?
Just about wrap it up.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.